Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Prim and proper Martha Stewart is publicly saying polite things about the Duchess of Sussex's latest lifestyle company, American Riviera Orchard, but sources dish the domestic diva is no fan of Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, RadarOnline.com has learned. Stewart, 82, apparently can't wait to celebrate the kitchen copycat's downfall. Markle, 42, recently unveiled the new lifestyle brand and tipster tattle the former Suits actress plans to peddle crockery, serving ware, table linens and dog food to coincide with a cooking show. Martha has seen hundreds of Meghan types come and go, and says they all come in with the same self-inflated hype, only to find out it's a whole new ball game when it comes down to brass tacks, an insider told the National Enquirer. The tipster added, she's tired of being quizzed by people over how she feels about Meghan's venture because, honestly, it's irritating and insulting to her that she's being compared to a rookie. This isn't the first time Stewart's claws have come out against a competitor. The reigning homemaking queen has taken savage swipes at goop guru Gwyneth Paltrow. The 82-year-old accused the Oscar winner, 51, of trying to mimic her and huffed, she just needs to be quiet. She's a movie star. If she were confident in her acting, she wouldn't be trying to be Martha Stewart. According to the insider, Markle should be prepared for just as much backbiting now that she's stepping on territorial Stewart's turf. Martha spent decades building her brand from a foundation of raw talent, hands-on hard work and an original vision, the Mole said. If Meghan thinks she can come along and replicate that with barely any experience simply because she's married to a prince, she better think again. Martha doesn't put a whole lot of faith in her succeeding. But if she does prove to be any competition, Martha won't hold back in trying to take her down. She's still just as competitive as she's ever been. She plays nice for the cameras, but behind the scenes she's vicious, the insider said of Stewart. However, moles insist the threat of earning Stewart's wrath isn't likely to derail the dreams of Markle, who sees her latest scheme as her make-or-break chance to finally prove herself in Hollywood. But her project has apparently hit a speed bump. Meghan missed a self-declared April 7th public announcement about her brand, and critics are wondering if troubles in the royal family have scuppered the launch. That would be a total disaster. She's poured so much money and time into this. Her whole brand and reputation are on the line, the source said. RadarOnline.com has reached out to Stewart and Markle's reps for comment.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.